The Latest Versus the Greatest, Napoleon vs. Desiree. Commentary. There are certain historical figures whose legacies are so great that they remain famous centuries after their death. Because of the lasting mark they left on the world, such people are frequently depicted in movies, television shows, and stage productions, even if half the times it's in parody. At some point, you would think that there is nothing more to be said about a single person. However, Hollywood is unlikely to come to that conclusion anytime soon. One of the most famous, or perhaps I should say infamous, historical figures of modern history is Napoleon Bonaparte. His military conquests changed the course of European history. His romantic adventures are the subject of much speculation. People joke about his stature, his exile, and even his pose with his hand in his coat. His legacy is ambiguous, since he isn't generally regarded as either a hero or a villain. As one of the most controversial figures of his day, it's no surprise that movies are still being made about him. Most recently, Joaquin Phoenix embodied the Corsican Emperor in Ridley Scott's epic historical drama Napoleon, which was in theaters on Thanksgiving weekend of 2023. This Apple original film has received mixed reviews and stirred up some international conflict, proving that some people can hold a grudge about politics for a very long time. The Latest. Napoleon was released in theaters around the world on November 22, 2023, having previously had its premiere on November 14, in Paris, France, of course. It was just released on major digital streaming platforms on January 9, 2024. Its release on Apple TV Plus is expected in mid-February. The film was directed by Ridley Scott, who also produced it, alongside Kevin J. Walsh, Mark Hufham, and leading man Joaquin Phoenix. It was distributed in theaters by Columbia Pictures through Sony Pictures Releasing, and will be released digitally through Apple Original Films on Apple TV Plus. The story begins during the French Revolution, when a young Napoleon Bonaparte watches the beheading of Marie Antoinette. During the next few years, the young army officer uses artillery to repel British ships during the siege of Toulon, storming the city. He also suppresses a royalist insurrection. Amid his growing military might, Napoleon woos and weds the aristocratic widow Josephine de Beauharnais. As time passes, his growing frustration with his wife's inability to bear him an heir and her notorious affairs threatens his career by clouding his judgment. However, as the present French government collapses, Napoleon becomes First Consul of France and eventually Emperor of the French. Meanwhile, he decides to divorce Josephine because she is barren, but his heart is still bound to hers. Predictably, Napoleon is rated R for strong violence, some grisly images, sexual content, and brief language. With a runtime of 2 hours and 38 minutes, it isn't surprising that it has been criticized for being too long, bloated, and boring at times. Nevertheless, there is talk of releasing Ridley Scott's 4-hour and 10-minute director's cut digitally, so we'll see whether his extended version of Napoleon's life story is the one released on Apple TV Plus next month. Prominent Napoleonic historian Patrice Genefi has observed that the film is very anti-French and pro-British, so it's not surprising that it has received far less favorable reviews from France. Napoleon has been featured as a character in dozens of historical films over the years, but one of the main classic films which focuses on his rise to power is Desiree from 1954. The Greatest. Desiree stars Marlon Brando as Napoleon Bonaparte, Gene Simmons as the title character, and Merle Oberon as Josephine de Beauharnais. Other actors in the cast include Michael Rennie, Cameron Mitchell, and Elizabeth Sellers. This movie was produced and distributed by 20th Century Fox. It was directed by Henry Koster, and Julian Blaustein was the producer. Daniel Taradash wrote the screenplay, based on Anne-Marie Selinko's novel of the same name about the historical figure Desiree Clary. It was released on November 16, 1954. Reviews were mixed, with some critics complaining about a lack of plot and story originality, while others loved everything about it. Critics unanimously praised the production's beauty, and the film received 2 Academy Award nominations. Interestingly, this now obscure movie earned more money than Marlon Brando's far more famous film from the same year, On the Waterfront. Desiree Clary is a young woman from Marseilles who lives with her mother, domineering older brother, and her older sister, Julie. Desiree invites a young Corsican soldier, Joseph Bonaparte, and his brother, Napoleon, over to their house. Joseph and Julie feel an immediate attraction, as do Desiree and Napoleon. After Napoleon is briefly imprisoned because of political upheaval, he borrows money from Desiree to go to Paris, but not before becoming engaged to her. After not hearing from him for months, she goes to Paris herself and discovers that he is now betrothed to the aristocratic widow Josephine. She is devastated. After a few years, she is living with Joseph and Julie, who are married, and has become a fashionable lady. She marries French Marshal Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte, and they have a happy life together. However, as Napoleon's political power grows, he remains fascinated with Desiree. Both Napoleon and Desiree are big-budget epics about a larger-than-life historical figure. Although the older film is named after one of Napoleon's sweethearts rather than the emperor himself, he is equally important in the story, with Brando having received top billing. Both films start right after the French Revolution, with Napoleon beginning in 1793 and Desiree beginning in 1794. Both films chronicle Napoleon's rise to power, rule, and eventual fall from the throne. However, Desiree ends shortly after the Battle of Waterloo with Napoleon's exile to St. Helena, while Napoleon goes to the end of his life, ending with his death. Understandably, both films focus significantly on Napoleon's love life, changing some historical details for the sake of romance. While Napoleon goes the typical route of romanticizing the title character's doomed relationship with Josephine, Desiree implies that the title character was the only woman Napoleon ever really loved. The code difference. Napoleon and Desiree are a perfect example of the very purpose of the latest versus the greatest series. Here we have 2 epic films about the same man, yet the movies couldn't be more different. The older film is a restrained, tasteful embodiment of a bygone era which uses subtle hints and clever allusions to inform mature audiences of the promiscuous character's indiscretions. The new film is a graphic, vulgar exhibition which thinks every battle must be bloody and every romantic interaction must be obscene. The difference is the code, and I don't mean the Napoleonic code. The older film was made at the very end of the golden age of Hollywood films when the motion picture production code helped film companies make decent movies which followed some basic moral standards. It also held them to the task of at least considering historical, geographic, and political sensitivities of other nations and cultures. The lack of such guidance has produced directors like Ridley Scott, who said, "When I have issues with historians, I ask, 'Excuse me, mate, were you there?' No? Well, shut thee up then."